You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Well, I got to say, I thought the road was pretty paved and clear, and snow was plowed off of it since we're in that season, and it was just right there. We were almost about to hit the gas. Light was going to turn green, and we were going to start wheeling into the territory of Alec Murdaugh's murder trial number two. However, after the initial hearing the other day, getting set up for that evidentiary hearing for later in the month, I don't know. I think maybe a roadblock or two along the way. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fardis, attorney. Eric, after seeing that hearing and them going through what the bar is going to be for Alec Murdaugh to get a new trial, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, to sort of follow up on that extended metaphor that you were using, weather forecasts can often be wrong. And sometimes there is a current that comes out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, that is what is being focused on. And that's what's happening in the Alec Murdaugh case. You know, he makes this motion for a new trial. He alleges the court clerk was engaged in jury tampering. At least for us law nerds, what a salacious allegation for this circuit court out there. And now, look, he's got a hearing on it, and it's really progressing along. So are we going to see Alec Murdaugh trial number two? Mm-hmm. There's certainly a path to that.
What is the bar here now that needs to be met for this trial to happen? Because the attorneys for Murdaugh had their definition of it. The prosecution has their definition of it. And then the judge said, you know what? Here's my definition of it. Can you explain that to us a little bit more, what the bar is now that it's been set?
Oh, sure. So, you know, attorneys can say whatever they want in there, but especially in terms of what the law is, the judge's order is going to reign supreme. Mm-hmm. So here, essentially, Alec Murdaugh would have to prove that there was some sort of juror misconduct that was facilitated by this jury tampering, allegedly, but not only that it happened, but that it had a substantial impact on the trial. Usually, it varies by jurisdiction, but usually someone in Murdaugh's position would have to prove that but for the jury tampering, there would have been a different outcome. I'm not sure if the judge went so far as to say that, but essentially, substantial prejudice is going to have to be shown how this jury tampering divested Alec Murdaugh of a fair trial, and that is what his attorneys are going to argue on at this upcoming hearing.
How strong do you think the evidence is for that?
You know, my understanding, and we're going to hear at the hearing that everyone needs to stay tuned for that. But what my expectation is that they're going to have a juror come in there and say, hey, look, court clerk Becky Hill came up and told me, you know, don't be duped by Alec Murdaugh or something to that effect, you know, based on the fact that Alec Murdaugh was going to testify. If that juror gets up there and says that under oath, I think that is a big problem for the prosecution. I think that alone could be enough. And then when you add some sort of ancillary statements Becky Hill, the court clerk, allegedly made to court staff, mm-hmm. we're starting to get to the point where there might be a new trial in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. The judge, I thought, also was pretty clear about all the speculation that we've been doing about the misconduct with her office, with the wiretapping and her son, that this is not Becky Hill is not on trial here. What we're talking about here is, did she tamper with a juror? And that is the issue at hand, not all these other things. So those other things look pretty damn incriminating. It certainly does go to character. You know, it's the same way Alec Murdaugh, I think, ended up getting convicted of murder was because of the financial crimes. And these other things, if they were there, but again, it's not a jury, it's a judge. Judge that is aware of these things.
Yes. And you know, those things, although they are kind of peripheral to the central issue of did this jury tampering occur, they might still get some traction at the hearing, because at the hearing, court clerk Becky Hill's credibility is really central. You know, you're going to have this juror probably get up there and say, hey, Becky Hill told me not to be duped by Alec Murdaugh. Becky Hill's going to say, no, I never said that. Yeah. And then that opens the door potentially to other information coming out regarding Becky Hill that is relevant to her credibility. Mm-hmm. And so could sort of these outside things play a role? It's at least possible. It's going to depend in part on how sort of tight a ship the judge wants to run.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.